And what was the next step? What happened? How did she tolerate the treatment, both the chemo bev as well as the bev maintenance?
The bev addition, she tolerated very well. In fact, we put multiple patients on this trial and had very little problem. You'd expect an incidence of about 18% for hypertension. And we've certainly saw hypertension in some patients. I never observed a single patient that had to come off bevacizumab due to hypertension. The reason is, of course, you can add one antihypertensive, you can add two, and if you have to, you could even add three to control it. Proteinuria is something that the physicians worry about. Obviously, the patients don't care. I've yet to see a case of nephrotic syndrome with bevacizumab. The big boogeyman was perforation, which occurred in the phase two trial done here at Harvard. In fact, the trial had to be closed because there were multiple perforations, including some deaths. When that was tested up front in GOG-218 ICON 7, there were some perforations. They all occurred immediately with the addition of bev, suggesting that there was something predisposing those patients. And the incidence of perforation was below 1%. So it's really real, but not something that is frequent.